Where did you start? You'd been working on various pieces whilst you held down the 9-to-5 job, as it were. But was there a date, a line in the sand where you suddenly were like, right, now I am on my own and I am doing something for myself and it's on my shoulders?
Yeah, I think it was, as I said, when I first got back, I lived with my parents for a couple of months and just kind of, with my girlfriend as well, we just sort of relaxed and got back on our feet and, planned out what we were going to do. And then, once we moved into a flat in North London and I sort of settled into a routine, then, yeah, that was when I sort of decided, okay, this is it now. And I picked up a job which sort of worked well with the routine. I was actually working weekends for a little while. And so through the week I was free. So I decided, okay, I'm going to get up each morning and, just do a few hours. I started off small, a couple of hours, and then built up.
And were you quite
Quick.
disciplined about that?
Yeah, I had to be because, like I said, I'd always wanted to write, and but just sort of waiting for inspiration just didn't work for me because there was always it's something you want to do, but there's always easier things to do. It's hard sort of sitting down and trying to be creative. It's easier just to watch TV or, go to the pub or something.
Yeah,
So,
no, you have to once you've made that decision.
yeah.
One of the main characters in your book is actually an Oxford graduate as well. So
Yes.
did how much of the story or the characters are drawn from your experiences or from your personal points of view?
I mean, the actual events in the book are not autobiographical at all. I've never done that sort of crazy road trip up to, but it's,
Because it's almost sort of road trip. Is it coming of age? Would you describe it of that? Self-discovery a little bit?
Sort of trying to find a bit of meaning beyond just like the day-to-day life, go to work, come home, something sort of something more authentic. And that's the part that sort of came from me, from my sort of struggles in trying to find what I wanted to do in my life. And so although the events are not based on my life, a lot of the feeling behind it is based on it, especially from my younger life, from when I just didn't know what to do, and I it was yeah that was sort of based on me, but nothing else really.
And when you sort of really got into the book, as you said, you started writing a couple of hours and you built up from there. How long did the process take you before you had something that you thought was ready to sort of hit the pavement and try and find a publisher for or an agent for?
Yeah, well, this book I actually did something a little different because the one I started writing when I first got back here was a different book, and
Oh, right.
it didn't work out very well. It was okay, but I sort of wasn't very happy with where it was going. I was grappling with it, and it was taking a long time. And for this one, I just thought I'd do something different. I just basically set everything else aside and just I drank a bucket load of coffee every day and just stayed up because I don't normally drink coffee. So when I drink coffee, I can stay up for days on end. So I just like worked day and night, day and night. And I just got the first draft done in a month. It was really, really fast. So, because it's partly because the book is it sort of draws on Jack Kerouac's road novel In America on the Road, and he wrote that in 2 weeks of sort of Benzedrine fueled crazy writing. I didn't take any Benzedrine, but
Caffeine did it for you.
caffeine did it for me. So I wanted to capture some of that spontaneity because I think in the first book I was sort of trying to overthink things a little bit and trying to be a little bit too intellectual and a little bit too clever, and I think it helped just to be a little less inhibited and just be spontaneous. And I mean, of course, I then went back to it and edited it, and that took, a few months more, and it took a long time to get actually ready for publication. But the first draft, it was a bit of a crazy thing that I don't think I would do again.
And the publishing deal itself, this was interesting, and as I sort of alluded to in the beginning, it's a special bursary that was set up in memory of this young author, Luke Bittmead. How did you hear about this as an opportunity? Because this must be what so many young potential novelists look for, this break, this intro into the industry.
I'd been, struggling to find a publisher and agent, so I was subscribed to all kind of. I went to this website, firstwriter.net, where you pay like £2 a month and you get listings of all the contests. So I was basically entering all the contests, sending off to all the people who are looking for work and that sort of thing. It actually the timing worked well because I just finished this book on the Holloway Road, and I don't know. I just had a good feeling about it, so I just sent it off, and you had to submit the first three chapters, and that was in January, I think it's 2008, last year. And yeah, and then in July they had the award ceremony in London, and I knew I'd been shortlisted, but I just didn't think I'd won. I just you know I didn't. It was such a big thing for me. It was my dream to get a publishing deal. I didn't really feel that it was real. That I could actually do it. So I sort of thought, oh, okay, I'll be shortlisted. I'll go along and get my little check for £50 and go home again. But yeah, I won. So it was an amazing night.
And who was it that sort of chose? Was there a panel involved? Was it?
Yeah, there was a panel. It was the publisher and also the best-selling author Zoe Jenny from Switzerland and Sam Mills from London. So, So they were choosing it, and also Luke's family had some input as well, because you know they wanted to be involved, and mm-hmm. They told me it was a unanimous decision, which was nice.
But, yeah. And so how did the rest of last year work out for you? You'd won, your book yeah. was going to be published, and as we said, the launch was just last week. So yeah. what happened between now and then? Did it all happen very quickly? Was there aspects of the sort of creative process that you weren't expecting that were new to you?
It was a bit strange in that for a while, like, nothing happened at all. It was I'd had this huge event in July, and it was all great and exciting,
and then
just nothing happened for months, you know. So I was getting a little bit like, you know, what happens now and then. But yeah, then I guess around September, October, things started happening. You know, we started going through the editing process with the manuscript, and that wasn't too bad. That was actually lighter than I expected, because the Wall Street Journal they're crazy on editing. So
they taught you well.
Yeah, they just sort of, you know, once they finish with it, you hardly recognize the thing itself.
So you didn't take it all too personally.
I didn't take it. I'd got over that fact of, you know, having people mess with your work. I didn't mind that, and yeah, the editing was fairly light. It was just sort of line editing, really copy mm-hmm. editing. So that was easy, and then it all happened. It was nice to have the publisher just arrange everything, arrange the launch, and you know, some publicity events and that sort of thing. So I actually had the sort of feeling of thinking I should be doing something, you know, like I couldn't really concentrate on my writing, because I thought, well, I've got a book coming out, I'm supposed to be busy, I've got to be doing this, doing that, but I didn't really have that much to do, so.
And is there still a buzz? I mean, you're used to seeing yeah. your name as a byline, but walking into shops now and seeing your book there must be still quite a buzz.
It's completely different, it really is. It's yeah, I mean, having my byline in the paper was a buzz, but this is something, because it's a book I'm really proud of, and it's I mean, the writing for the Wall Street Journal, some of it I'm happy with some of the stories I wrote, but it's not quite the same. It wasn't so personal. This is a really personal story, mm-hmm. and it's it's taken me a long time to get here. So when I first received, you know, my complimentary copies from the publisher, they came in the mail a couple of weeks ago. And that was really good, just to, you know, to see my name on the cover flick mm-hmm. through, and you know, and I'm still going to bookshops and seeing it on the shelf and
making yeah. sure it's prominently displayed.
Oh, of
for
course,
everyone.
Yeah.
what do you do now? Are you working on anything else, or are you going to take some time off and sort of savor the moment?
I'm doing a bit of savoring. Yeah, I was as I said, I've sort of been enjoying this experience of having a book coming out. I was trying to do some writing for my next book as well for a while, but I just couldn't seem to concentrate, and I was just sort of feeling bad about, you know, I was feeling guilty for not writing, so I just thought, oh, you know what, I'll just enjoy it for a while. Mm-hmm. So for a few weeks I'm just going to enjoy it, and you know, and then yeah, maybe get back to my normal routine in, you know, in a few weeks, a bit later in March.
Stop snooping around bookshops.
Yeah, they'll throw me out after a while, I think.
Andrew, it's been lovely meeting you. Congratulations, and thank you very much for coming in and sharing your story with us and the book. If people are maybe out and about snooping around bookshops themselves in Oxford or Banbury this afternoon on the Holloway Road, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Jo.